wife was dying of cancer. And I heard my neighbor's friend in California's husband was dying of cancer. They said, perfect shidduch. So I wanted to, so I waited until they both died. And a week later, I called them up. I said, you both got to get married. They said, okay. And they Skyped. He was here and she was in California. But then he went out there and met her and they got married. But I thought a shidduch while their husband and wife were still dying. It was a great shidduch because she was about 6 feet tall and skinny. He was about 5 feet tall, round. I thought, well, look, that should go together. So, yeah. Okay. Okay, that's right. I thought somebody asked me, do you have any adoption and relatives? But, you know. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Where's Mochetzi?
Mochetzi. I forget. Yeah. It's like, sure, you have plenty of yarmulke when you come in. You know, in this week's parsha, it says that a king has to have two sefer Torah. It says one is b'karagai kol yimei chayav, and as it says, the Baal Musa say kol yimei chayav doesn't mean his whole life; it means all the time. Everybody all the time. If even the king, if he has any hefsek, if he has any break, it's no good. You got to start all over again. The worst thing is breaks. Guys ask me all the time, come to the office, Rebbe, I'm not steiking, I'm not growing. Of course you're not. You take off days, you take off Sundays, you don't come to shiur this day, you miss Sadie this day. Breaks are the worst thing. Breaks are the worst thing in the world. As the Bible must say, it's like heating up a kettle of water. If it takes 7 minutes to heat up a kettle of water to make water boil, if you do it for 6 minutes, then you take it off to cool down, then you have to start all over again. And, you know, you're not steiking. Of course you're not steiking. Because you're taking off. You miss a Sunday. How can you go in on Monday? Then there's the Marsha and Baba Kama. The Marsha and Baba Kama says Moshe Rabbeinu made every 3 days reading Torah. The Marsha says, Torah, let's say you get a geshmak in learning. Let's say you enjoy learning. You get a geshmak in learning. But he says, if you take off 3 days from learning, you lose your whole geshmak. You lose everything that you have. No Torah Fridays, no Torah Shabbos, no Torah Sunday. Can you believe any of you guys who missed 3 days? Today is a new day. Hey, I hate learning. I don't want to learn. That's the Marsha. Any geshmak you grew in learning, anything you grew in Israel, any geshmak you had, anything, you lose in 3 days of not learning. But forgetting about Friday and Shabbos, not coming Sunday, like, what does that mean? Are you Christian? Like, you go to church? What does that mean? You know, not here on Sunday. And you miss, and then you don't understand the next day, and you make your half sick, and it's terrible. As Rav Chaim Shalhoub said, one last thing, the most famous thing he ever said, I'll tell you, the most famous thing he ever said. Rabbi Akiva came back home after 12 years with 12,000 students. He comes into the city, and he goes past the window, and he hears the wife's neighbor saying, oh, your husband's terrible. He left for 12 years, cuddled for 12 years. How can he leave you for 12 years? He hears his wife say, oh, I wouldn't mind if he leaves another 12 years. So he just turned around and left. Came back after 24 years with 24,000 students. And the question is, okay, he's not come back. He wants to go back for 12 years. Well, at least you and your wife for 12 years. Come in, have a cup of coffee with her, say hello, say thank you, hey, you let me learn for 12 years. Do something. Says no. It would be a hefsek. It'll be a 12 new years. He'd have to start all over again. He was a little hefsek. He had to start all over again. His famous thing was 12 and 12 is not 24. That's the most famous thing he ever said. 12 is 12 and 12 and 12 is nitzvir and tzatzik. Right? 12 and 12 is, you understand that. 12 and 12 is nitzvir and tzatzik. What? But it's true. 12 and 12 is not 24. You can't have these hefsekim. Every hefsekim is not a shtaik. If you want a shtaik, you got it every day, every single day. Okay, let's learn. Yesterday we talked about the Gavshushit, the Gavshushit yesterday. The interesting thing about the Gavshushit, we learned about the Ram about the Gavshushit. We learned about Nefron about whatever's in the street. And then we learned Amarab, I said, like Guma Vitimama. There was a hole and you stuffed it up. The bias chayim shem bona. And the bias yichayim of bona. The sada mishim choresh. In the sada, it's choresh. So if you have a hole in the field and you take dirt and you fill up the hole in the field, that is choresh. And Rashi says, Guma v'tama, ba'afar, hainu choresh, sha'afar shemilabai, have a ripui v'tov l'zriya. V'hishva l'karka li'as nizra imsadehu. You filled up the hole, sha'afar shemilabai, have a ripui v'tov l'zriya. It's ripui and tov l'zriya. V'hishva l'karka li'as nizra imasada. I made the field straight to be nizra with the sada. Now Rashi says two things here. When you fill up a hole in the sada with dirt, Rashi says for some reason two things. I'm ripui hakarka. I make the karka nicer. I mean, have a ripui with tov lizriya. It's tov lizriya. And I'm hishva the karka, and I make the karka straight. Why does Rashi need both things? It seems Rashi needs two things here. When some Rishon bring down this Rashi, there is a different girsa. The different girsa is, at the end of the word Zriya, it says, Inami, the hishva karka, lios nizri, and asada. A different pshat. But it seems that Rashi needs two pshat in here. I can't tell exactly why Rashi needs two pshat. I'll tell you what's bothering everybody about this. I fill up a hole in my sada with dirt. That's called choresh. Now choresh is usually making dirt plantable, right? This stuff that I put into the hole, it's already choresh. When I dig and I put stuff in the hole, it's already soft dirt. So the dirt is already soft. So how can you call it choresh? This dirt is already choresh. It's already, you know, I take sand or I take dirt and I fill up a hole. This dirt is already soft dirt. It's already choresh dirt. I'm not being choresh dirt. I'm not making this dirt more plantable. So the question is this called choresh or not? Because this dirt is already choresh. What is it? I'm making the hole better. Well, exactly what am I doing? I'm not doing anything to the dirt. Yes?
Wouldn't it be sakka? Because you're fixing the hole, digging the hole away.
So there's bona in the house, not in the field. In the field, there's only one thing, choresh.
Sakka is a separate thing?
Yeah. 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 Yes.
Regards the previous question, why we have Parisha, we have, right, in the Mishnah, why I said Parisha, again, for the settled case of when the ground is over quarters, you plant it and then doing it again in order to somehow do this view.
But there, I'm being chorish the ground. Here, this is chorish ground.
So maybe this is the second chorisha. Maybe this is what.
But
really
what am I doing to the ground?
Covering up the seeds.
I'm not. I put the seeds in afterwards.
And what's the second Karisha?
There's no second Karisha here. There's only one thing. I pick up dirt and I put it into a hole. I do one thing.
Taking it and putting that dirt in the hole.
Oh, it says Chorish. Now, what is the Chorish? The dirt, I'm not doing Chorish to. The hole. So, Rashi. I mean, that's why, to my mind, that's why Rashi has to say both. But I'm not 100% sure exactly how it works. Well, let's just see Rashi again. Ba'afar haynu choresh sha'afar shemila bo have a ripui b'tov l'zriya. The afar that you put in is nice and it's tov l'zriya. But that's really not true. Because the afar is tov l'zriya ready. V'hishva l'karka li'es nizri emasada. I think it's both things together. That means I make this sada better. Not that I make this, but by doing this, I make the whole sada better. I could plow the whole sada easier when the sada is straight. To my mind, it's you are choresh not the whole, but you choresh the whole sada. The sada, it's easier to choresh the sada when the sada is straight. That's what I think. I'm not sure. Yes?
So maybe it could be like what the Rambam said regarding that it's all under Rikwe Ara. That this Harisha is not actually Harisha, it just falls under the Av of Harisha, which is just included within Rikwe Ara. Rashi already says it's a Rikwe Ara.
I would say that the Rambam doesn't hold a Rikwe Ara, and the Rambam holds a Yipui Ara.
Okay.
You know the difference between Rikwe Ara and Yipui Ara?
No.
What? One's making it nicer, and one's making it, what you call it? Better for planting.
So I thought most of
the I would say the Rambam holds Yipui Ara, not Ripui Ara. I know, that's the question. That's why I say look at the Egloi Tal, and you'll see all about that. Egloi Tal, oh, you were here yesterday. There's three Sforim on every Malcha. That if you want to know anything about Malacha, you have to learn these three Sfarim. One's called Egrei Tal, one's Minchas Chinuch, and Ichi Malacha, and one is called Shmisas HaShabbos. And anything you want to know, like any Malacha, will be in one of those Sfarim. Yes?
I thought most of the Rishonim, they were talking about whether or not you be Chayav Bona or Chorish. They said the reason why you be Chayav Bona inside the house is because it's not Roe Lezriah. So what are you doing when you're taking this dirt that is already Chorish and you're planting it and you're putting and you're filling the hole is you're making it royal Israel in the first place, the hole's too deep or whatever it is. And because yes, that dirt is already chorish and it's already good and already mixed up, but the land where you're right over there, you're not gonna be able to plant anything, it's too deep, it's gonna get mashed or I don't know, whatever. And by filling the hole and by doing the second act of moving this dirt into the hole, you made that ground royal Israel.
That would be great, but I'm looking to answer Rashi's question. The question Rashi. That would be good. That could be true. But Rashi says, is Nizra im asada. I think Rashi is saying more than that. That it makes it easier to plant the whole sada. Not only this hole, but the whole sada. So, the problem is, I'm not a farmer. I don't know when you put dirt in a hole, when you plant in that dirt, where does it grow from? The hole or the dirt? I don't know. You're saying it grows from the hole. So you're making the hole.
I'm saying like it grows from
the earth
has
a hole.
If you have a hole that's 6 feet deep and you try planting something in there, it's just not going to work.
Now when you fill it up and you plant, is it growing from the hole or is it growing from the dirt that you put it into it?
It's synonymous at that point.
No, it's not. If it's the dirt, that's the question. Then you're not doing anything.
Even if it was above ground, you grow from the dirt.
So you're not doing anything. See, if it would grow from the hole, then maybe he'd be right.
It's not just that one spot. I'm saying, like, that's the way, like planting, or not a farmer also, but I'm saying just, like, from the ground. It's not just that one spot where it's getting all the nutrients from. The second you put it in the ground, then the water and everything becomes everything closer. So where the roots are spreading, then where the actual plant is going. Then where that one spot, if the roots
are
going,
I know, that's what it could be. Could be. Could be. It could be. I don't know. I saw one sefer. I want to get through this. I want to get through the technical stuff. I just want one sefer, big chiddush on this. There is a shear to choresh. There is a shear to choresh. Is it what? Is it? No. There is a shear to choresh. Now, it doesn't seem there's a shear to filling up a hole in the ground. I don't think so. I think there's a shear to choresh. I know, but that means it's choresh kosher, but I think it's in order, you have to be able to plant a certain amount in that kosher, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm just saying what I saw, that this, the point is Rashi, that when I fill up the hole, no matter how much grows in there, that I'm making the whole field better. So it's choresh on the whole field. It's not choresh in the hole. It's choresh in the whole field. Therefore, you always have a shear, even if it's a little tiny bit. And that's what Rashi means. It's choresh on the whole field. Could be. I'm not sure. But we'll go on. Let's go on. Now, the next piece of Gemara. Next piece of Gemara. In the, right now, we could spend a month on it. The next two lines. We're not going to do it now. You're not going to spend a month on it now. In order to understand this next piece of Gemara, you have to know a blot and this clearly. And to do that with you now, it would take 2 to 3 weeks. But I feel that you can't learn Shabbos without doing that. So we're not going to do it now. But in a month or two, we are going to do this. And this comes up all over Shabbos. So we don't have to do it right now. I'm just telling you right now, to learn this next two lines of Gemara right takes 2-3 weeks. We're not going to do it now. But we will do it. I promise you, we will do it. Because this is the hardest thing except for Shabbos. We have to do it. I'm going to tell you a couple things now what make it hard. But all the answers and all the Torah and all the lumdas will leave for about a month to get there. Next couple lines of Gemara. Amar Rav Abba. And then if you like brisk Torah, there's a whole Rav Chaim brisk around this also. Amar Rav Abba. Hachof gum b'Shabbos. You dig a hole on Shabbos, ve'ein etzorach el la'afra, because you want the dirt. Pater alei. Your putter. Now, let's see Rashi right away. What are you doing here? So Rashi says simply, El Afro, why do you need the dirt? The Chasel Soa. In the old days, they didn't have toilets. So if you went to the bathroom, you covered it with earth. So you covered some Soa with earth. So you dug a hole in order to get earth to cover the tzoa. What did you do wrong on Shabbos here? What could have you done wrong? Does anyone know what could you have done wrong when you make a hole? When you make a hole. What? Choresh or bona. That's what we had before. The only things about holes that could be are choresh and bona. That was, right. So now, making holes would also be bona. For example, we had gavshushes, where it's high, and you dig out. That's also a bona. We had it yesterday, if you remember. No, it's hard to remember from yesterday.
No, but that's not the same.
But the mycin is the same.
So that's
if your house needs an incline or something, and you dig out, that's a bona. That would be a bona.
Bona.
What?
I'm not talking about
I know, I'm just saying that holes could be chorish or bona. What we're talking about is the chorish part, not the bona part. We're talking about chorish. So if you dig a hole in order to get earth, so Rashi, look at this Rashi. Patrale. The ain kan mishum binyan b'bayis. It's not a binyan in bayis, because what is usually a hole in the house? Kilkel. It's kilkel. Ulzriya nami lochazia. And in a field, it's not good for digging either. You're not doing it for digging. Or it's in the house, it's not Bezriya. Depends how you learn Rashi. Let's learn in the house, it's not Bezriya either. Let's learn it like that now. In the house, there's no Zriya, right? What? It's a big machaik, it's what Rashi means. We'll get to that, but not right now. We'll get to that. Alim tsarachla, but if you would need it, chayev mishum bona. You're chayev because of bona. Okay? So now, are we talking about a field or a house? What is Rashi talking about, a field or a house? House. Rashi says, but if it would be tsarachla, for bonus. So Rashi's talking about a house, not a field. So Rashi's pashas all talking about a house.
That's true.
Why did Rashi say? Oh, that's what Rashi's saying. So you, either one can't be. It can't be binyan in the house, and it can't be sorry, it's Zuriya in the house.
Maybe he means that Zuriya is also a form of binyan.
Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. Let me think that.
He doesn't specify afterwards. He mentions Zuriya and then says that if it's Zuriya, then it's binyan.
So it's not Chorish, it's Binyan.
Even in a Sada, I'm saying.
Okay, we're learning one way of Rashi now. What's Rashi talking about? Rashi is talking about a house. Right now, Rashi's talking about a house.
Why is it not Binyan?
A hole in a house is not Binyan. Right?
I've already said that the hole is massive.
But if you need the hole, then it's Binyan. That's what exactly Rashi says.
You just need the dirt.
Well, but if I'm doing it for the dirt, right? I'm putter.
So building that hole initially would be binyan.
If I want the hole, it's binyan.
Like, let's say you're building yourself this lab, like this bathroom or something. So digging out that hole for the
would be binyan. I'm digging a laboratory. I'm digging a. It would be binyan. Why not? I didn't go to the bathroom here. I went to the bathroom someplace. Now I want to cover it where. So I dig a hole and I put dirt on. Now, we're talking about where I now the hole is not for binyan and the hole is not for Zriya. So, and I, because I want the dirt, I don't want the hole. Therefore, what is this called? This is called Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. It's called, remember that, Pashas. Pashat, Pashat, Pashat. It's called Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. I don't. And what's the, how do you translate Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa? I don't need, I'm not doing this Malacha for the same reason they did it in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they made a hole because they wanted the hole, not because they wanted earth. Here, I don't want the hole. I want the earth. It's Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Yes?
So, if you say it's only talking about in the house, if you make a hole in the field, would you be high?
That's the question that we'll see. That is the question. Yeah. That's the question which we're going to see. Did you learn the Rambam in the Kesef Mishnah? In the Magid Mishnah? Don't they talk about that?
Yesterday?
Yesterday. Today? They talk about that. Okay. Yes.
Would it be a potential problem because manure has beneficial factors to it? Certain farms use it as fertilizer. So if you were to cover that dirt, if you were to cover the manure with the dirt.
So right now we can't ask that question because right now it's in the house. You don't grow in the house. So no question. Right? It's in the house. Okay. That now every Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, every Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Machlokes Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon says Putter, Rav Yehuda says Chayev. Now, would Rav Yehuda say Chayev in this type of Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa? Zok the Gemara, no. Let's see the Gemara. Bafil Rabbi Yehuda Gamal Malach Hashem Shrikul Gufa Chayev, even according to Yehuda, it says Malach Hashem Shrikul Gufa is Chayev, Yechayev Malach Hashem Shrikul Gufa. Therefore, so what would that mean? What would that mean? So what would you be chayef for here? It's a malacha, digging a hole, not for what they did in the Mishkan. Right? So what did they do it for in the Mishkan? You wanted the hole. But why did they want the hole? For Choresh. They wanted the hole for Choresh. You dug up for Choresh. So even though this isn't Choresh, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should still be Choresh. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you do the Maisa Choresh without wanting Choresh, it's still Choresh. Is everyone with me? It's very important what I'm saying. According to Rabbi Yehuda, doing the Maisa Malacha itself is you're doing Choresh. Even though you don't want Choresh, you're doing Choresh. So Zakta Mishnah, Zakta Gemara, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says as long as you do the Maisa Malacha, you're still chayev. Hani miri mitaken. That's only if you're mitaken with this maisa malacha. Avo hai mekalkohu. But this is mekalko. Now, this is mekalko. Look at Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda, bepeka mitzniyaga, maitziyas ameitz bemita. By maitziyas ameitz bemita. Moshe Sameis Bamita is Moshe and Sriha Gufa. Why is Moshe and Sameis Bamita Moshe and Sriha Gufa?
So you don't want the dead person in your house, but you take him out.
Very good. You don't want to carry him out. You just don't want him in the house. So you're not carrying him out for carrying him out. You just want an empty house. But still, you did the Maisa Avera. So I did the Maisa Avera, and I was mitaking. How was I mitaking in the Maisa Avera? I got what I wanted. I wanted the mace out of the house. That's mitaken kamo mochi the mace of tovro. Ein yitzarach gufa, dautza. It's called ein yitzarach gufa because I don't need dautza. Lo the mace, I don't need the mace either. El lifnos beso. All I want, my house should be empty. Dautza hatzrich gufa, gom shitzarach chayfet zeb makam acher. But dautza, tzrich gufa is when I want the thing in another place. So this is Moshe and Sricha Gufa. Rabbi Yehuda says Yechaya for this. But not Mekalko. Mekalko as Beso. Here I'm Mekalko as Beso. Here I'm Mekalko my house. So therefore, here I'm Mekalko house. So when does Rabbi Yehuda say Moshe and Sricha Gufa is Chayev? When I do a Malacha of Metaken. When I do a Malacha of Mekalko, it's Mekalko. And Mekalko is Potter. Yes.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you dig a hole in your house, are you going to pay out for two things? For both Bonet and Porish?
No.
You're half for Bonet because you're taking the bath. You also have Porish because you dug a hole. And even if you're
going to... according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'm sorry. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you dig a hole in your house, you're not chayef for... No, it says you're not chayef at all.
Dig a hole... No, to be metaken.
What?
To be metaken.
Oh, to be metaken? Yeah. So it depends what you think it is.
To flatten the ground.
You take this. Or
you need some kind of incline in your house or something, like the rabbi said before. It'd be chayav twice.
I can't believe it. It has to be bonah. You can ask me why. I can't tell you why right now. Sorry, you're right. But lemaisa, you're wrong. It's bonah. It doesn't make a difference. Let's go into Rambam and the Tosfos, and then we'll see if your question is applicable. Okay, let's go into Rambam and Tosfos, and then we'll see if your question is applicable.
It's the kotzer.
No. He said something very. One second. We'll get to that. He said something very good. I have to. He should be right, but he's wrong. We have to learn first. Yes.
This whole question is based off of the assumption that digging is just a rishon. Why don't we just call digging a ma'aser binyan?
In your house, digging is a ma'aser binyan?
Why not? You need to prepare a post. You need some sort of incline in your house, whatever it is. I mean, you already started off.
That's what he's asking.
why are we prefacing it and saying digging is harisha? Why does digging?
That's what I was asking. According to Yehuda, maybe digging should be both harisha and binyan. That's exactly what he's asking.
Why should it be both?
Because it does both. Now I don't need, even if I don't need it, but I still did it. So that's exactly what he asked. What you're asking is what he asked. But we have to see Rambam in the Tosafot Rit first. We'll have to see. Don't see if it's a question. Yes.
If I could say two things. Mm-hmm. One, I thought
if the first thing's good. Well, if the first thing's good.
Harisha doesn't apply in opinion.
Very good.
So that's why it wouldn't good. Be both.
Good. Okay. Yeah. What else?
And the second thing is, if the entire case of Rabbi Yehuda of Makashin Sripa is what Rashi says, like the case of taking the mace out because you want to, not because you want to carry him, but because you want to be part of your bias,
right?
Then you should be chayiv even when you're covering the manure in your house, because it's, even though it's derech kilkul because you're digging, you're still covering it up, so you're getting something out of it. It's like the same thing as a mace. You don't want to carry out the mace. You don't want to dig the hole, but you also want to take it out. You also want to cover the manure. So it should also be chayiv according to
it. But that Gemara says that malacha is a malacha's kilkul. Rabbi Yehuda agrees it's a malacha, but that malacha is done in a kilkul way. According to, we'll see the Rambam in a minute. Hotzah is not done in a kilkul way. This is done in a kilkul way. But let's see how the Rambam brings this to Mara. Is this, yes?
Would someone say it's entire? In the case of kilkul?
According to Taisus and Ksuvus, and here we go to the Ksuvus again, Rabbi Shimon would say it's mutter. Taisa says when you double up, it's always mutter. So according to Rav Shimon, you'll be doubling up. Malchin Shriyat Gufa plus Kilkul, which will be mutter. That's Taisa's Skiddush, when you double up. So we'll see. Yes?
Is that referring to the Exodus in Hachimedia? Is that with the Shabbos?
Yes.
Okay, so over here, I think someone asked this, but I'm just making sure. Can Chorish be applied to the Binyan or not?
In what?
Is Chorish.
No. Yes.
The reason why it's mekalko is because you're digging a hole and covering the
No, it's mekalko because digging the hole is mekalko. There's a hole in your house. A hole in your house is mekalko.
Even if you
inside it. A hole in your house is mekalko.
And if you're a filler, it would
What?
And if you're a filler, it
would be. Yes. But a hole in your house is mekalko.
Even if you want
the
hole.
What?
Even if you want the hole.
No, if you want the hole, it's not mekalko. But we're talking about here, I want the dirt, not the hole. Yes?
As long as it's done in a like destructive way, that's mekalko. Not that it actually is destroying anything. You still have like the house, you still have a floor, but it just has a hole in it. So, it didn't destroy the house. So as long as
you don't have to destroy your house. You destroy your floor. It's also mekalko. Destroy anything is mekalko. You have to destroy your whole house. Anything.
The question is, if something is done in a destructive way, it's not actually destructive, is that considered mekalko?
I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you mean. Tell me what you mean. I don't know what you mean. Let's see what the Rambam says. I'm reading Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Zayin. I'm reading. Kol ha-mekalkalim p'turim. If you're mekalkal, you're putter. Destruction, you're putter for destruction. Now, when you read a Rambam like this, the first thing you have to say to yourself, that means what I did should have been chayev, but I'm destroying, so I'm putter. That's how you have to read it. It means why do you have to say it's putter? Because it's something that I should be chayav for, but I'm putter because I'm mekalko. So this should, please listen to me closely. This should be chayav. It should be chayav. Let's see. Ketzad. Harei shechavu b'chavero. I stab you in the arm. I stab you in the arm. According to the Rambam, I stab you in the arm. I was mekalka. That's what, you know, I made a hole in your arm, and it's chabura, I made a chabura in your arm, but it's mekalka. Rambam holds your putter. Oh, the behema, derech hashchasa. Or in behema, derech hashchasa. I stab an animal. B'cheinim kar begadim. Or, if we talked about this yesterday, I just tear my clothing. I just tear something. It's mekalka. Oh, sarfam, where I burn something. I throw something into the fire. For no reason at all. I throw something into the fire. That's kilkel. Oh, shavar kelim derech hashchasa. Or I break a keli, just breaking sake, not for anything else, just break. Okay, break it. Hareza putter. You're always putter if it's mekalka. Then the Rambam includes our case in this. Chavar guma, if I dug a hole, the ein tzarach ela afra, and I need the earth, I don't need the hole, I need the earth. Hareza mekalko upate. It's mekalko and I'm pater. Afal pisha asa malacha. Even though I did a malacha. Now here's the main words of the Rambam. Even though I did a malacha. What was my malacha? Very good. I made a hole. But what was my malacha? Here's where we're going to you, right?
Yeah.
It could be one of two things. It could be choresh or it could be bona. But I did a malacha. But that malacha, hal v'kavnaso kalko, since the malacha is kilko, putter. There's a ptur of mekalko. Now, remember what the Rambam says. I should be chayiv, because I did a malacha. But if the malacha is mekalko, I am putter. This is something you have to know for the whole Masechta Shabbos. Now we see the Magid Mishnah. Magid Mishnah starts off. What does that mean? It means this. We discussed it yesterday. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Malacha she'ain shricha gufa chayev. So a malacha that's not needed for the same as the Mishkan, you're still chayev. Therefore, the Rambam says, "Kara, I tear derech hashchasa." What does that mean, derech hashchasa, or I break a keli derech hashchasa? We talked about it yesterday. But if I get very angry and I break a keli, break a keli. When you get angry and you break something, or you get angry and you tear something, what are you doing, Lamaisa? What? I'm doing mitake. Why is it mitake? I'm fixing my anger. That means it's a way of abating your anger. I'm so angry. Oh, and I punch through a wall. I feel really good now. You know what my anger? I punch through a wall. You know, I break an expensive plate. Oh, I'm not angry anymore. I just broke a plate. Why that happens? Who knows? It's human nature. Yes?
When you say that you're angry and you're mitake, you're angry. Where do you draw the line between? Because you always have a reason to break it. Even if your reason to break it is just for the sake of breaking, you're happy that you broke it. So it's not. Really,
that's not called metaking.
But what,
happy,
what is it?
Happy that I broke it. I wasn't metaking anything.
You were metaking your mood.
The Gemara doesn't hold.
Yeah. So where do we draw the line? Let's say you have some kind of psychosis that you don't break.
I don't know. You told me halacha ma'isa. I don't know. I know the Gemara and
Shulchan Aruch.
You're angry and you break something. If right now you would break this, you wouldn't be Chayav Shabbos. You know you want to break it, and you smile when you break it, but it's not Korah B'Chamasa. It has to be Korah B'Chamasa or Korea Ala Mace. Another case. I tear Korea, I'm a Kalkel. But according to Yehuda, I'm chayev. Why? Because I did something. I was korea alames. Korea alames is besides even being the mitzvah of Kriya, even besides being the mitzvah of Kriya, it comforts you. For some reason, tearing your clothing, like it says in the Torah, what shouldn't you do for a mace? What shouldn't you do for a mace? Cut your skin. You shouldn't cut. What was cutting skin? It was a way of comforting you for some reason. Oh, that's terrible. You scratch your skin. It's a way of comforting. So if you comfort yourself by tearing, that's also Chayav on Shabbos. So the first thing the Magen Mishnah says, that is the Rambam. That's what the Rambam means here. Yes, let's say something.
If we're reading the Dr. King, what is the Rambam? It says, Osa Malacha, not like Malachos. So you can't just say that. You can only be Chayav one at a time for digging a hole. If you're saying like,
what do you mean?
The Doc taking the words of the Rambam. And like he asked why you shouldn't acquire the Behurish Bechayev Shtayim.
Right.
According to Rambam, only Chayev one.
That's for sure. That's what I'm saying. He's wrong. It's for sure wrong. The question is why. No, you're right. It's right, for sure wrong. But the question is why. Yes.
When Grace says you're Chayev for Kriyal Mace, is that only if you were related to them? Or?
The Gemara says in the Mishnah, it's only if it's a relative, not if it's not a relative. I know. Even if it's not a relative, it seems that you have to have the mitzvah also, it seems.
So you wouldn't be chayev.
It says if it's not a mace that you chayev kriya for. So the question is it the mitzvah that does it? Or it's a mace that I'm not chayev kriya for, I don't need that much comfort. And it's not, that's the question. Yes. Okay, that's a very good question. And the answer is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. See, Rabbi Yehuda says, Malacha she'ein tzricha guf v'chayev. Malacha not done for what they did in the Mishkan, you're still chayev. So that means Rabbi Yehuda is chayev for just malacha, right? But come along the Chamin said, no, you can't just be chayav to do something. You got to get something out of it. So Rabbi Yehuda says, a malacha with getting something out of it is chayav. It's not Rabbi Yehuda says, a malacha, malacha is really good, so I did the malacha. The Chamin said, that's not good enough. Just doing something. You got to do something for a purpose. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's where the Chamin get it. Now, let's just go further in the Magen Mishnah for 1 second. Chavar Guma ve'ein tzarcha la'afra. Memorable kal gadol, v'tama kilkuhu, Rabbi Yehuda, k'di'isa hasam. If you're Rabbi Yehuda, I'm l'akshen tzarcha guba chayiv, hani mi mitakein, hai mekalkuhu. This is a mekalkuhu. U'mekan, let's see the mekan. U'mekan, shim haysa guma b'makom she'ein bo kilkuhu. Let's say this guma was besada. Let's say this guma was besada. And here we're getting to this sada. Let's say this guma was besada. I'm in the field, and I make a hole, and I go to the bathroom in the field. And, I got to cover it up. And I make a hole, and I cover it up. What is that? According to Rabbi Yehuda, what will you be chayav? What you be chayiv chorish? Why? Because this is not a kilko. It's not a kilko. Because in a hole in a field is not a kilko. It's not a kilko in the field.
Making a hole in the field is not a kilko.
And that's everyone who learns this Magen Mishnah says that's what the Magen Mishnah means. That according to this Rambam, you're going to see that that's going to be a difference here. But according to this Rambam, if I make a hole in a field, it's choresh. A hole in a field is choresh. According to Behuda, it should be chayev. You're only chayev if it's not mekalkel. If it's not mekalkel. But if it is mekalkel, then according to Behuda, you also won't be chayev. Don't be chayiv, because it's kilko. You won't be chayiv. Yes?
Why is making a hole?
I'm not saying, you see, you just said something that I didn't say. We don't need tikkun according to Rabbi Yehuda. We need not kilkel.
Why is it not kilkel?
Because a hole in the field is not kilkel. People don't walk around the field. There's nothing wrong with a hole in a growing field. There's nothing wrong with it.
You said before that if you fill up the hole, it's
okay. So how that's it. That's it.
Not the place you're just leaking on.
No, we say it's koresh.
We said that if you fill up a hole, you're fixing.
In a house.
Also,
in the field, we're talking about koresh. We're not talking about bona. We're talking about koresh.
No,
choresh. It's wrong. It's not, but you don't need, you see, again, you don't have to be metaken to be choresh, as long as you're not metakel. You don't have to be metaken, as long as you're not metakel. Hanani, that's the same mistake you were making, if you remember, this morning.
Yeah, but then I had somebody prove me right.
Okay. I think that was me. Anyway, but that's where he is now. Yes.
But this is what we see from the rabbi we're talking about in the field.
Okay.
He's saying
that if in my house, if I make a hole in my house, and like it's in the corner of the room, it's not mekalkel at all. He says, maybe you'd be chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because I'm doing a malacha, and I want the earth to cover the tzoa, so there's a purpose to what I'm doing, and I'm doing the malacha with a purpose. What malacha am I doing in the house? Can't be choresh. Is it bona? Maybe. Maybe. If you call that bona, maybe.
Why is it not mekalkel?
What?
Why is it not mekalkel?
Let's say it's right in the corner.
Okay, but
it's nothing.
It's just because it still affects the house. If you're looking, okay,
so now you're talking, I'm talking theoretically, and you're talking realistically.
I mean, how is it you?
He's asking, if for some reason you can make a hole in your house that won't be mekalkel. He's asking me theoretically. You want to know, how you do realistically? I don't know. But we're talking about theoretically. If you can make a hole in your house and it's not mekalkel, would you be chayiv? Choresh for sure not. Bona? Maybe. Yes? Interesting, for sure, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, that's interesting. That is very interesting. There are some people that make a hole in the wall, Zecher HaKorban, according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Your question is, would you be chayav to not
the pot? No, not about it. Here. I'm not the pot. I don't know. I don't know. What you're saying now, you have to learn so much Shabbos to be able to prove what you're saying is right. You can't prove that. That means you can't take away from the words of the Gemara and the words of the Rambam. You can't take away from the words of Rosh Hashanah when they say you're putter if you're metake. You're saying you're putter if you're not metake. You are saying the Chiddush. You have to prove that right.
You said this in the Rambam that you're not doing kilkel.
Rambam says if you do kilkel, it's putter. Now you want to add to this. Even if I'm not doing metake, I'm putter. You gotta put that.
If it's not
the
top, is it
sequel? No, the middle ground. Yeah, it could be nothing.
There is some.
There is, but the Ramayis, there is.
Are you doing nothing?
Yeah, they're doing nothing. Yeah, they're doing nothing. Yeah. They're doing nothing. It's possible. Just like the Mataka, and then some top, there's also nothing. It makes nothing whatsoever. Just a hole. Okay. But let's see the Tosis Rit. I gave you yesterday the Tosis Rit. If you don't have it, if you have it, take it out. If you don't have it, I'll read it. The Tosis Rit is going on a different kasha. A different kasha, but the Tosis Rit is explaining our Gemara. So our Gemara says, even according to Yehuda, if I make a hole and I need the earth to cover the tzoa, I am putter. This is Mekalkel. The Rambam said, oh, this is the Mekalkel of Shabbos. If you're Mekalkel, you're putter. Comes on Tosis Rit and says, no, I don't agree with that. But look at Tosis Rit. Lo kasha v'lo midi. The Hasam, kafiris ha-gufa, eina malacha. When I make a hole in my house, it's really not a malacha. A hole in my house is not a malacha. It could even be in the field. Why? Dohava malacha ela habona vachoresh. A hole could be one of two things. A hole could be bona and choresh. Bimchafar guma bebayis, if it's in my house, but tzarech lei, and I need the hole in my house, chayim shem bona. Then it'll be bona. B'sadim shem choresh. If I need the hole in the sun, it's choresh. Avim ein a tzarech lei bebayis, but if I make a hole in my house, and I don't need it, ein ze bona, that's not bona. B'shem hachi putter, that's why you're putter. D'lo ka'avid malacha. I didn't do a malacha at all. Avol hacha, achabura havar hi malacha. So what the Tosafot Rit is saying is a little different. Now he's saying it by bona and choresh. It says here, your putter. Okay, 1 second. Okay, we'll have to get into that. But he's saying like this. The Rambam says, if I do a malacha, it's mekalkel, I am putter. Okay. When my hole is bona, when I'm bona, and a hole is not bona, so it's not bona. It's not the malacha of bona. It's not bona. It's very interesting that when I do a malacha, that it can't be the malacha, then it can't be. It's not only where. So what the Gemara means is, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're putter. Not because Rabbi Yehuda says you're putter from a kalka, like the Rambam says. But in this case, Rabbi Yehuda will hold you're putter because you didn't do the malacha. What's the malacha? Bona. If I make a hole in my house, am I being bona? No, I'm not being bona. So therefore, the Tosafot Rit says, if it's not bona, it's not a malacha. What's the difference between the two? Whether it's not a malacha or whether it's makalko? There's a simple difference. Makalko is pater, but I'm usher. It's usher to do kilko. It's usher for me to do kilko. It's usher midrabanan. If it's not a malacha, it's a mutter. I'm doing nothing. I'm doing nothing. And it's very hard to read this Tosafot Rit into our Gemara, because what does that Gemara say? Our Gemara says, "Achofer guma b'Shabbos ve'in tzorach al'afra pater." It's pater. Rafi Rabbi Yehuda, it's pater. According to the Tosafot Rit, what should it say? Mutter, not pater but mutter. Remember, there's a big difference between pater and mutter. Pater is always pater avol aser. It should say mutter here. Chaznish wants to say that even when I do a malacha that looks like a malacha, even if it's not a malacha, there is issur d'rabbanan because it looks like a malacha. Hard to swallow that one. Exactly. So the Tosafot Rit says that's what it means. When you use the word kilko, it means kilko. But it's very interesting. The Tosafot Rit is machadish. When my kilko makes it a non-malacha entirely, then it's not, I'm not putter because it's kilko, I'm putter because it's not a malacha.
What does
the Rit say? What? That's what Tosafot Rit says. Tosafot Rit says it's not malacha. what becomes so hard about this? I'd say I could take a month on this. You see, there is something called Lachish Ein Tzricha Gufa. Then there's something called Darish Emes Kavan. Darish Emes Kavan. What's Darish Emes Kavan? I don't have Kavana to do it. Now, Gemara here doesn't talk about Darish Emes Kavan. But when I dig a hole and I want the dirt to cover my soa, am I mechavan to make a hole?
No. Yes, because only we get the dirt.
So now, what you're being mechadish now is davrish emeskaven plus psik resha. That's what it's called. But it's still a davrish emeskaven. And davrish emeskaven plus psik resha has different dinim. How is this? What are we talking about? Davrish emeskaven or malach and shrich gufa? To understand that is really, really, really hard. It takes a long time. Remember, there's two Peturim on Shabbos, and both are different, and both have different laws entirely. One is Malacha Shein Tzricha Gufa. I'm doing a Malacha, but it's not the same as the Mishkan. Malacha Shein, and Darshan Miskavan is, I didn't have Kavana to the Malacha. When I dig a ditch, I don't have Kavana to the ditch. I have Kavana to get to earth to cover my thing. And it doesn't seem to say Darshan Miskavan here. That's a whole different topic. We will continue next time. Have a great day.
In the Mishkan, the dirt cover up the blood.
What?
The dirt cover.